Every crack on the sidewalk below my feet. Green, black, and blue trash cans meet me after school. I just miss how it felt standing next to you, wearing matching dresses before the world was big. I just miss how it felt standing next to you, wearing matching dresses before the world was big.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 322. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Girlpool. That song is called Before the World Was Big, and it is the title track of the band's new album. It just came out June 2nd on Wichita Records. The band is a duo of gals who, if they're not in their teens, they're just out of them, from Los Angeles, California. And they are on tour currently in the UK, and they're back to the US for a while, then they're back to the UK for a while, and then back to the U.S. for a long while, and they just wrapped up a big tour with somebody. I forget who. I know they were the opener, and I know I wanted to see them more than the headliner, and I know that the flu kept me from seeing them, so damn the flu. I am recording this time from the food court at the Kansas City International Airport, next to a closed Starbucks and the glowing sign of a Burger King, and directly under a TV that plays baseball highlights over and over and over again. But I've got the time, and I'm going to make a good podcast for you, and we'll get through this. This will be fun. I got one track coming up here by Ooze Ultra. The song is called Molly.
I left a camel coat. Train to Idaho. Out on the ninth fairway. And then the chimney dusts it all in gray.
Molly, Molly, where you been tonight?
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 When she discovered me,
Molly, Molly, where you been tonight?
Molly, Molly,
You tried to run out of this town. You tried to bring a good man down. But now I got the power, now I got perspective. Oh, it's fucking on. So you can write the drama, I can write some fucking songs. Now I got unfinished business. Now I got unfinished business. Unfinished business. Now I got unfinished business. You're probably out telling lies. You're probably with some brand new guys. I don't let it concern me, cause you cannot discern me. Oh, I'm feeling free. I only had delusion to find the best way to be. Now I got unfinished business. Now I got unfinished business.
Nah.
Wow, that song is just dynamite. That is Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, with the song Full Possession of All Her Powers. That is on the band's new album, The High Country, which came out June 2nd on Polyvinyl Records. That band from Springfield, Missouri, they just won't go away. They've had another lineup shift, kind of added back a member who had been gone for a while and created an album that's a lot more rock than we've heard from them, maybe ever. And that track there is just total Thin Lizzy, right? Just perfect power pop, and I don't know, I love it. And the band is currently on tour, and I know they've got a date coming up in Kansas City that I will be sure to catch them at. Before that, we heard from Hidden Pictures with the song Unfinished Business. That is the lead-off track from a three-song EP that was just released May 26th called California Plates. Released, I think, by Richard himself. He's out in California now, though if you listen to the rest of the EP, you're not sure he's really enjoying it. So who knows? We'll catch up with him and see if he's coming back to Kansas City. I think a reunion is necessary. Oh, and then we started that set off there with Ultra? Oh, I cannot remember how they pronounce their name now because I do not know French. I'm horrible at French. Anyway, the song is called Molly, and that's on the band's album Cold City, which I believe was their very first album, released in 2007 on Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records, a band out of Portland, Oregon, that I'm not sure they've officially broken up, but they don't seem to be very active. I do hope they come back because I do love them so. I guess at this point in the podcast, I should let you know how things work. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. But we'll get through it together. Hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's jump into some more music here. This is Los Pepes with the song Last Night.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a sharp little blast there, wasn't it? That is No Ditching with the song Dickhead. That's from the 3-song EP Inseparable, which just came out on Art for Blind Records on May 18th. The band, of course, out of Pity Me Durham in the UK, and just so, so good. So looking forward to new music from them, something beyond this little 3-song teaser there. Well, we're kind of out of time. We're kind of not. We got lots of time left, and I got one long song left for you, but don't worry. It's not black metal, but we'll get to that in a minute. But let's go ahead and wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 322. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook. Looking at the concert calendar, not a lot of things going on because I've been lazy. I think that's the real answer. But I think you'll find, there should be coverage of the Insuferum, Corpiclani, and Trollfest show finally up on the podcast. If you're going to read my thoughts about that. But that's like 2 weeks ago, and gosh, that's ancient history, right? Looking at the concert calendar coming up, X-Hex is playing at the Sinclair on the 13th. On the 16th, John Spencer is at the Record Bar in Kansas City. The 18th through the 20th is Center of the City Fest. It's at Harling's this year, not at Black and Gold or Vandals. Vandals has officially shut down, I think, at this point. So sad to see that punk rock club come and go so quick. On the 18th, Belle and Sebastian is playing at the Uptown in Kansas City. On the 19th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, at the Riot Room. See, I told you they're coming to town. On the 22nd, Hugh Cromwell is at the Record Bar. On the 25th, Torres at Great Scott in Boston. The 28th, Sandra Leke at Sinclair. On the 30th, Ben Lee at Sinclair. I've got a track from the new Ben Lee on next week's podcast, so you can decide, hey, do I want to go see that or not? On the 1st, Craig Finn is playing at the Record Bar in Kansas City. On the 3rd, Mates Estate are playing at the Record Bar. Or you can see them the 9th at the Sinclair in Boston. So see them in a venue that holds, I don't know, 200 people or one that holds 2,000. Really up to you. I do like Kansas City, you know, when bands actually come through. So that's enough for now. Let's go ahead and just get back to things here. As I promised, I do have one track left to play. It is a track by Sunkill Moon. The song is called Birds of Films, and it's on the new album Universal Themes, which came out June 2nd on Caldo Verde, the label of Mark Kozelek's own making. He is still based out of San Francisco, California, and you kind of know where he is if you listen to this this album. It's an interesting one. Did you like Benji? Did you like the last Mark Kozelek solo album? Because this one kind of just takes it the next step forward. It's like someone said, hey, that was really good. Do more of that. And, you know, he's got no editor now. And it just everything flows out. And songs have distinct parts that are noisy and weird. And, you know, you'd kind of like to chop this album up, make it something a little more palatable. And kind of, I don't know, some of the same themes that run in every song over and over. A whole lot of talk about cats. This man likes cats a lot. Anyway, as a big, big, big Mark Kozelek fan, well, of his music. Actually, I think the guy's a dick, and he's been mean to me several times. But anyway, that, you know, long story, right? Anyway, give this album a listen. I'm sure you're going to find it on any of your favorite sampling sites and see if it's something that works for you. I think there's some really good things. And this track here, albeit 10 minutes long, is a gem. So here it is. This is Sunkill Moon with the song Birds of Films.
Damn fighting, just go walking. Find some horses, a man-made lake and some trolls. Came back to my room, all covered in sweat. Here at the Swiss Fall House Hotel. Filled out an application for a work visa. For Japan and Australia, it's been a few weeks since I've left home. And I feel out of place and out of my element. I work from 7 to 9 till 5 a.m. when the AD says rap, and a runner named Fabio flashlights me back to my hotel before the sun comes up. And I get in my bed and talk with my girl on the phone. Do the birds chirping? How the hell did I end up playing myself in an Italian film set in a ski town in Switzerland? fly, Jimmy Page, walk in the mountains, I'll be high. Aleister Crowley's house, it's too dark, and it got so cold. Then I turned back around, came back to my room, read Graham Nash's Wild Tales till I fell asleep to the sound. Sound of the birds, the birds of the fields. Yeah, I've asked around, but nobody knows the name of the birds, the birds of the fields. Yeah, I've asked around. Nobody knows the names. Damn if I didn't just go walking down the road when a girl named Veronica stopped me. She said she was from Milan and that she recognized me from the film and that today was her birthday. We talked a little bit, but there was a barrier and she went one way. And I went the other, and I walked along the dandelions and down to the market where I bought her some flowers. On the way back to my hotel, I left them in the lobby of hers with a note, Veronica, happy birthday, Mark. When I saw her again on the set, she said grazie, and I could tell the gesture had touched her heart. Damn if I didn't go to dinner last night with Paul, but his throat was sore, and I could see that he was feeling ill. He spends more time on the set than I do, and it's cold out there in the last 2 days. He was playing Hitler. I could see he was grappling with that, and I felt bad, and I gave him some words of support, and we talked about John Hughes' movies, home ownership, and the cost of living in San Francisco and New York. And damn if I didn't go out later with a set dresser or something like that. Named Cipriano, we talked for 4 hours at a bar down the street, and the music was terrible, but yeah, I liked her, kinda. She'd been with someone for 4 or 5 years, and I kinda figured that anyhow and told her, well, so have I, and that made life easier for both of us. And I walked her drunk ass back to her room, and like a gentleman, I didn't try. Down at the waterfront. From my balcony, I feel the surrealness of my surroundings. I got in my bed, I looked off at the bay, ceilings above, and thought of my home and my girl, and I ached for. When it all landed, if I didn't have them fly me out to New Orleans, where I saw kitty cats sleeping on porches and drank real iced tea for the first time in 6 to 8 weeks. And it was nice not having to walk down that awkward path again, and not to have to yell or to holler about eating pasta pomodoro for the 38th time in a month. Pricing it has was 60 Swiss fucking francs. Damn if I didn't go walking in next afternoon down Aretha Castle Hill. I ate a catfish lunch, a cafe reconciled with a side of macaroni and cheese and cornbread and collards. Saw it advertised on Channel 99, the public access channel. Then I walked across the street to a gym and I watched two fighters spar and I talked to them during the break while they sipped on their sample. And I thought, what is life if not a fight or a test of will and grace? Someone matched by throwing bombs like Mike Tyson, but some like Pinnell are slippery and they win cleverly. Some are fearless like Gotti, but like Henry I can one day. Some of them buckle and saw when the going gets tough. With much due respect, some of them break down and cry like Oliver, the atomic. I'm a call. Life's a chess game for all of us. Hit, don't be hit. Jabbing, hooking, fanning, bobbing, weaving. When the fighters got back in the ring, I thought of my own fighting life and knew it was time to be leaving. And damn, if I didn't go to the airport and fly up to Cleveland, Ohio. Had dinner at Sylvester's in North Kent with my girlfriend and friends. The first time in a while I was surrounded by a genuine smile. And there at the table with all of them, I felt content and grounded and rooted again. Then was dropped off to face the hardships of a single mom who happens to be one of my closest and dearest friends. Fell asleep in her spare room to the sound of crop dusters and cars on the highways. Back to my roots where unconditional love rules over everything, and I could no longer hear the birds.